Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
Hello and welcome to episode number 10 of the 12 Days of Marketing. We are almost done with all 12 podcasts. We've just got a couple left after this puppy. We are talking with Joe Lucas, Coach Joe Lucas, about his business planning format and how important it is for you to do that before you ever really do anything else, and so that you can have the greatest 2019 and many, many, many years to come that you could ever have. Today, we're going to talk about the quarterly game plan. We have talked about the importance of vision and writing things 5 years out. Now, what Joe's going to start doing is starting to take those pieces and show you how you can do things not only quarterly, but soon. The last two podcasts are going to be about what you're going to be able to do daily and what you're going to be able to do first thing when you wake up in the morning. So I'm super excited about this. Joe, tell us about the quarterly game plan.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's great to be back. So after we've done all this work, right, ideal life and lifestyle, goal setting, got our mindset, five-year vision, we've now got our 12-month goals, we've got our marketing business development game plan done, we probably have close to a 50-page document. My process is about 50 pages, right? So here's where we are. Before I developed this process, which was last year, actually a year ago in November, what I used to have my clients do was take the 50-page puppy out every day and read the whole thing every day. I've got some clients who are very committed and they pulled that off. But what I found for most people, it became too much. So what I realized what I needed to do is I need to find a way to take all this and chunk it down into almost like a play sheet. So I want you to, for those of you who kind of follow football, and if you don't, that's cool. Just kind of envision this. If you look at, if they ever showed a video of the coach or the coordinators, you always see them with that like 2-page play sheet, right? They walk around, they have their plays listed on there, and that's what they use to call a game. So I really started to think about that. So, you know, would it be cool if I can take a 50-page document and distill it down to 2 or 3 pages? You know, where a client of mine could every morning get up, take 5 minutes, read this thing, right, because it's in bullet form, and then go ahead and get off and start their day, right, and kind of get rolling. And what we found through trial and error is that when you look at it in the morning, what you do is you have this 2 or 3 pager, and the reason why I say 2 or 3, if you're going to type it, it's going to be 2 pages. If you're going to write it, handwrite, it's going to be a little longer, be 3 pages because of sizing, is that not only do you look at it first thing in the morning, but you'll tend to have it on your desk throughout the day. And what happens is the number one, you know, one of the big disconnects that I've always found with business planning or goal setting or anything is out of sight, out of mind. You do the work and then you put in a file somewhere, or maybe you put in your role, you put in a file folder or something like that, and you never go look at it again. So by having your goals very succinct on a 2 or 3 pager in front of you throughout the day, like as we're doing this right now, I'm actually looking down at my quarterly game plan because it's sitting right in front of me on my desk, right? Because I have it in front of me all the time. And it just gets so around it. It becomes kind of like who you are. And then you kind of, you're searching for it because you haven't read it in, you may have read it in a couple hours. So I find that familiarity, right, allows you to really drive it forward. So what we do is we take all the work, so all the modules, and we still it down. I'm going to share with our listeners kind of the different pieces. So I want you all to visualize this for a second, kind of how this looks. So one of the first things we're going to have you do is I'm going to have you, we talked about mindset. And mindset, if you go back to that episode, we talk about values, beliefs, rules, internal dialogue, self-image, and how you define failure, right? Those five things. So what I'm going to have you do is write down a narrative of who you are. So one of the areas in our quarterly game plan is we call it the I am. So you're going to talk about, I'm a giver, I'm a professional, I am successful, whatever your self-identifiers are going to be. These are where you do your mental reps, right? Then life is a gift to be cherished. So we're going to, again, have you do more values. People are businesses, right? Business is abundant, business is out there to get. We're going to have you work on your beliefs. I'm going to have you do your morning visualization, which we'll talk about in terms of the morning ritual. But I'm going to have you write out your happy places, when you felt most inspired, what inspires you. I'm going to have you write a list of questions that you're going to ask yourself every day. What has to happen to have a great day today? How do I become uncomfortable every day? How do I push myself every day? And we're going to have you do it. So what we're going to do, we're going to spend a part of the quarterly game plan every day doing what I call our mental reps. We're going to work on our mindset. We're going to work on our beliefs. We're going to work on all those things, our dialogue, our self-image. We're going to rep that throughout the day, right? Then, based upon your one-year goals, you're now going to go ahead and say, okay, here are my one-year goals. We call them strategic business goals. So you'll have, you know, households, assets, revenue, whatever you're going to have there. And then you're going to have your personal goals in a different section. So this is where all the goals that you set, you're now going to have in front of you throughout your day. This is the key thing, throughout your day. And then we just break it down. So, okay, so if my strategic goals for the year are X, well, what has to happen in the next 90 days? And this is where we take the revenue goal. We break it down into a 90-day snapshot. We take all the goals, every goal we take, and we truncate it down into a 90-day window. So once I have that, you know, we call those the quarterly goals and outcomes. Then, okay, now the tasking, right? Business development. What are we going to do around business development? So what's the tasking there? Personal development. What's the tasking there? What's our nutritional plan? What's our exercise plan? What's our personal development? What are we reading? What are we watching? What are we listening to? What are we going to, right? For the whole quarter, we're going to outline that. Then what's our marketing and branding deliverables? How many podcasts are we going to do this quarter? Do we need to update our website? What's our newsletter look like? What's our social strategy for the next 90 days? We're going to do that. Then lastly, do we have any projects, right? Clean the office, get our taxes done, whatever it is that we want to track on the board, we do. So this is a nice, tight, powerful 2 to 3 page plan. And what it does, Matt, it really drives your daily game plan, which will be our next segment once we're done here.
Well, I think you just made that all abundantly clear. I don't really know if I have too many follow-up questions. I love the fact that you keep it so top of mind. I was always told to laminate them. One, because then they were moderately indestructible. And secondly, it puts even more value on it so that you can pull it out. You can read it in the shower when you're swimming. I don't really know. Making sure that document, which you have right in front of you, has value. The more value that you're putting on that document, the more value you put in create that external worth, it becomes worth more internally. So closing thoughts on the quarterly game plan, and then we're going to dive into what you do every day. And then I love that we're going to finish with what you do every morning.
I think the final thoughts that would be that at the end of everything, you know, you got to be consciously aware of what you're striving to accomplish. Remember, we operate in an industry of distraction, a profession of distractions, right? You have what goes on in your email, what's on TV, what your friends talk to you about, all this other stuff. And if you don't have a track to run on, if we don't have a tight tactical vision, which is what the 90-day quarterly game plan is, a tight tactical vision, you really run the risk of just showing up in your office each and every day trying to be busy, trying to be successful without that game plan. So this is just a nice tight – by the way, this is only our second year we've incorporated this, and the feedback has been phenomenal. I mean, everybody who does these quarterly pieces rave about how important it is for them to keep it around them. And to your comment, Matt, yes, we laminate them. We put them on, we put them in our phones, right, in our tablets, and we keep them on our desk and stuff like that. And that's just a wonderful way to be hyper aware of what we're trying to accomplish.
If you don't know what you're hunting for, what you're searching for, what you're trying to do, and you don't keep that top of mind, then the probability of you getting there is less and less. So Joe, thank you for your brain again today.
Matt, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We just talked about the quarterly game plan. Next podcast episode number 11 is going to be the Daily Focus. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.